Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Jim Walker, who is the founder and CEO of the CFI, which stands for Certified Floor Covering Installers. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kim.
Good to be with you. I know you're in Baltimore, and you're up there because tomorrow is the official kickoff of your annual meeting with the CFI, right?
Absolutely. This is going to be our 20th anniversary.
Yeah, 20th anniversary. That's amazing. I mean, we'll get into some of the history in just a minute. One of the things that you're doing in the morning to kick it off is that those people that want to can hop on a bus and ride over to one of Armstrong's residential sheet vinyl plants, right?
That's correct, yes.
Well, that sounds like a good opportunity for people to see how things are made. So as part of the 20th, are you expecting good attendance now that the economy's doing better?
Well, yes, the economy's doing better in some parts of the country. Other parts of the country, it's still real down. Mm-hmm. But I get a lot of calls every day. As a matter of fact, I got a call out of Atlanta, Georgia, just the other day. Says, I can use 50 installers. Uh-huh. Now, that's not exaggerated. That's 50 actual installers. He said, I'd hire them tomorrow if you can get them here. And there's other areas of the country that's really booming. But there's also other areas of the country where the installers are still looking for work.
Now, that call out of Atlanta, was that with a workroom or with a retailer? Or?
No. Yeah, that was with the workroom.
Workroom. So let's talk about, I know part of what you're going to do is you're going to have a little session there that you're going to talk about memory lane. What are some of the most memorable experiences that you have from the last 20 years?
The first memory I've had would be the real beginning of CFI. People had taken notice to it, and it was actually down in Springfield, Missouri, mm-hmm. where a man was standing at the back of the meeting. And he was dressed in a suit, and he didn't really look like he belonged in a CFI meeting, an installer's meeting. So at the break time, I went up and asked him who he was, and his name was Bob Turpin, and at that time, he was with Amoco, the backing, made the synthetic backing. And he became so interested in it, he still supports CFI. He's going to be a speaker here at the 20th anniversary, but he's one, the first person we ever met that was interested in sponsoring or helping the CFI financially get on the board. And that was a good memory.
Now, you know, Amoco turned into BP and then turned eventually into Propex. So I know he's not with them anymore. What's he doing now?
Oh, he's retired now. He retired about 10 years ago. The other things that I remember is how when we first started this, people said, well, you're a flash in the pan. They come and they go. And I got a lot of negative feedback because installers really weren't looked at as part of the overall industry. We were like a separate entity in the industry, but we weren't really part of it. And I think if CFI has done anything, they've brought the installers forefront and made people understand that this is not a commodity. This is a finished product that they're selling, and it's not finished till that installer walks off of the floor.
Yeah. You know, I'm not able to go. Obviously, we're on the phone now. I went last year when you were in Nashville, and I was super impressed with some of the seminars you gave talking about how to be a professional. I mean, if you're going to the CFI meeting, you're a professional, but you were just kind of going through some of the things that are nice to remind people about what a professional is all about, how to carry yourself, how to represent the people that brought you to the job, things to look out for, and just how to be successful in business. A lot of people think that installers are just people that, you know, jump in a truck and get on their knees, and that's not what it is at all, is it?
No, it's not. It's representing the installer. Some people ask me, see, how come, Walker, you were successful for 49 years? You've been in this business. What makes you so successful? And if I had to give it credit to any one thing, it would be that every person that I work for, in my mind, I actually think I own that retail shop that I'm working for. However, I've never owned a retail shop. I've always been a workroom. But in my mind, I honestly think I own that retail shop.
You're an extension of their business.
Exactly. And the more professionalism I can project, whether it's actually installing, arriving on time, or my appearance, or just acting like I'm glad to be there, letting the customers, they read that in your actions, that you're glad to be on the job. That just translates to more business for the retailer or whomever I'm working for.
Yeah, well, Jim, I got to hand it to you. I think I bring this up every time we talk, but you have been recognized for your contribution to this business, and actually you're a member of the WFCA Hall of Fame, and you deserve it.
Well, thank you. That was a great privilege that I have. But again, I'm representing a lot of installers that are just like me. There's just not enough of us, but there are some really good installers out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gave us that story about the guy that called from Atlanta. But when you look at the national view of installation, certainly the carpet sales went down through this recession. Now we're seeing numbers, you know, if you look at Mohawk's numbers or Home Depot's numbers, you know, we're seeing where carpet is grown this year, probably in the neighborhood of around 9 or 10%. So what is the state of readiness when it comes to installation?
In my opinion, I think it's going to be very dismal because there's not going to be enough installers to handle the work. That's what I'm seeing about the areas that are recovering. Mm-hmm. There's just not enough installers out there to accommodate the installation jobs that's going in. So consequently, there's going to be a backlog of installation jobs. They're not going to get it as soon as they want because a lot of people have left the trade. They've just got up and went to other trades because, like you say, in the last 5 or 6 years, there just wasn't any work. So people had to do something to stay up on their bills. So they just transferred to other trades or they were retrained in some of these government programs where they trained in computers or some other type of a program, and they've actually left this trade.
Well, is that one of your goals for next year, is to help people who need installers get people on board and trained?
Well, that is one of the crises we're seeing. And yes, that's what our objective is, to train installers. Never have we changed directions. The other thing that's going to happen is that, as you well know, that the Obamacare is going to kick in, and I think that's going to shed some light on installation. Some of the installers out here that maybe weren't legitimate are going to have to get legitimate. We're getting a lot of inquiries about that, too.
All right. This thing starts tomorrow, runs through Saturday, and I see you have seminars on avoiding and solving moisture issues, floating wood installation, resilient floor seaming workshop, fiberglass vinyl installation workshop. So, I mean, you've got some hands-on training that's going on this weekend, don't you?
We've got some fantastic seminars going on. Dr. Brian Bakler from Armstrong, he's going to give some wood issues. There's a lot of wood going down right now. Mm-hmm. He's going to spend us some time with us from Armstrong. We've got people from Carpet One that's going to be here, from Bodie Floors. Mm-hmm. We've got people from Stanton Carpets, and we've also got some people here talking about LVT products, but moisture problems, like you say, Ray Knapp from Taylor Tools.
Yeah.
And then we've got some people here with wood tools, like Power Nailer. They're going to be here. Then we've got some people from Congolium that's here. Johnsonite's going to be here. Mapei's here. It just goes on and on and on. The manufacturers have found out that going direct to the installers through the CFI or any organization that is connected with installers, this is one of the ways they can get their new products, not only get the new products in our hands and make us aware of them, but they can also introduce their new products and show us how to work with them.
Why do you keep working, Jim? I mean, you know, you're doing a great job, but is it because you're trying to pay for your grandchildren or...
I guess that's one way you could justify it, but you know, I love what I do.
That's what
I don't want to be a fireman. I don't want to be an astronaut. Mm. I just want to be one of the best floor covering installers out there. That's my goal. I know you're thinking of my age, but I'm going to be honest with you. I got some years to go. I'm not the best yet, but I'm working to get there.
That's fantastic, Jim. Well, it's good to visit with you. Hope you have a great meeting up there. Again, been talking to Jim Walker, who's founder and CEO of the CFI, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.